And I believe that Mr. Hunt had word of the assassination within 10 or 15 minutes after the fatal shots were fired. The first thing Mr. Hunt did was call me and ask me to round up as many young ladies as I could, go down to the Dallas office and call every Lifeline radio station, which was over 600 stations, and ask them to not play a Martin Luther King program that was scheduled within the next 24 or 36 hours, which we did there. But right after the assassination, Mr. Hunt began to receive more threats from people who believed that he had an influence in the shooting of Martin Luther King. His home was out on Lothar Drive there in Dallas on a 12-acre estate, but he was receiving almost a continuous flow of telephone calls, which were anti-Hunt and pro-Martin Luther King. There were shots even being fired over the top of his house.